Hey, what's going on, Vincent Van Bro? It's your boy Jerry, the TRX Expert Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studios recording episode number 55 of the TRX Expert Talks. That's right, we're on the double nickel, my friend, and today we're going to be talking about the definitive nature of the fitness tips that you get from those fitness pros that we talked about yesterday. Yeah, yesterday I talked about fitness pros and exactly what you can learn from them and how much advice you actually should be taking from your typical fitness pro. And today I wanted to delve a little bit deeper into that subject and talk a little bit about the actual fitness tips you should get and how much you should be relying on your instinct as well as the information that we're getting from these people. So before we get started here, though, I would like to ask you, if you could share this podcast. It would really mean the world to me. You know, I do this because I really love it, but also I'd love for you to share it, because if you share this, you can get this information out to more people, and the more people that get this information, the more we can change the world together. And isn't that pretty cool? Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. So anyways, it really would mean the world to me if you shared this podcast. And if you don't share the podcast, it'd be just as awesome if you left a rating or review on iTunes. All right, so let's go and get started with the show. Episode number 55. Not everything is black and white. Let go! Yeah, so today we're going to be talking a little bit about the black and white nature of the world, of our decisions, and the gray world we live in. You know, like, a lot of the decisions that we make are black and white based on what we get from people's advice and the fitness pros and, you know, what we read and what our friends tell us. But, you know, the thing is that the world that we live in is gray. So if you make a black and white decision, sometimes it might not be the decision that's quite appropriate for what you're trying to do. It might work a little bit, but the thing is, as I said, the world is gray. So if you're making black and white decisions, sometimes it doesn't exactly work the way you want. And I was just thinking, I was talking to someone the other day about how it was back in the day with no internet. And I remember, like, back in the day when before college, when I was in high school and elementary school, we had to type papers. And when you typed a paper, you didn't have a computer. You know, I don't know how old you are, but there was a time, whether it was your parents or your, well, probably not your grandparents, but there was a time with your parents, there wasn't a computer to be found. The computers they had were, like, really intricate, and they weren't really consumer friendly. They were more for the government and people that really knew about engineering and electronics and stuff like that. But I remember, you know, life was hard back then, but the thing is that we didn't even realize it because we didn't even know any better. You know, life was complicated, but in a way, it was easier. In fact, no matter how far you go back, no matter if it's, you know, the farming times or back when we started learning how to use water and you got water wheels, or even if you go back to the caveman times, you find that although there'd always be differences, our goals were pretty much the same as they are now. You know, back in the day, we looked for danger, we searched for food, and we tried to find a potential mate. But if you think about it, now the landscape is completely different. Danger for us is instead of potential lightning or, you know, freezing to death, it's pollution and insolvency. Some of our foods, instead of mauling us in the forest, you know, lions, tigers, and bears, instead, they're killing us from the inside out. They're killing us from the inside because their foods are just not good for us on a consistent basis. But yet, part of the SAD, the Standard American Diet, has a lot of these foods that kill us. So if you think about it, our potential mates, they're also, now we're looking for someone that can do a little bit more than just protect the family from woolly mammoths or keep the cave clean, you know, or, you know, maybe take care of the little cave babies. Cave babies, right? Anyways, I digress. You know, our environment, it's completely changed, and yet we're still having the same thoughts, and we pretty much have the same brain. You know, over 100,000 years or so of human existence, we pretty much have the same brain as what we had when we first became Homo sapiens. So let's take a look at life in a little more simplistic method for a second. You know, everything in our lives, it pretty much breaks down to one of three things. Can it kill me? Can I kill it? And can I mate with it? And, you know, just think about that. That's kind of how our decisions in the gym are based. You know, is this going to get me buff? Is this going to make me stronger? Is this going to injure me? Or is this going to, you know, get me a potential mate? Girls for the girls, right? You know, and if you think about it, that mentality is pretty much woven to the DNA of each and every one of us. So Sometimes with exercise, there's things that can do more than just one thing. You know, you can have an exercise that can get you buff, but it can also injure you. Or you can have an exercise that might be good for your cardio, but not necessarily be good for helping you lose weight. If you think about it, you know, it's just like not everything is just one thing. You know, a lot of people go to like one particular idea because somebody says it's good for that one thing, and they do it, and then they find out it doesn't get the exact results that they thought they were going to get. And it's kind of one of those catch-22s. Like, you should listen to the best people out there, but at the same time, those best people, they sometimes have ulterior motives, and you know, they might not give you the whole answer because of the fact that they want you to maybe sign up for their email list, or they want you to sign up for their monthly package, or their dietary plans, or whatever they're trying to sell. So you have to think about like what that other person, what their intentions are when they're giving that advice, and what their track record is. But you know, it sounds terrible, but if you think about it, we've gone a long way, you know, for pretty much the past 100,000s of years or so. But of course, the reason why we try to listen to these fitness pros is because we're not just trying to survive, you know? Like, in the world that we lived in, we were just trying to survive. So if you listen to the elder of the cave, you were just trying to survive, because whoever was in charge was pretty much giving you advice that would help you live your life a little bit more simply. So just like listen to the elders. I got a tip for you today, and it's just for you to think about, because it's really all about the world not being black and white. And if you really want to evolve as a person, you know, not just as a an athlete or someone that is getting bigger muscles, you have to evolve your thinking, because you can't just blindly follow somebody expecting to get the same exact results they get, because everybody has their own experiences, and everybody does it slightly differently, and not to mention that everybody has a different body. So, I don't want to go into it today, because there's 25 different cognitive biases. In other words, there's 25 different ways that we can have our mind fooled by what people say and what's in our environment. So, I don't really want to go into that, but if you do want to learn a little bit about those 25 cognitive biases, they're the best things to know for decision making. Following these 25 cognitive biases, I've pretty much changed my life, and if you Google Charlie Munger and the 25 cognitive biases, you'll find that these cognitive biases are pretty common. I'm sure you'll find that you've made quite a few decisions that are in line with those cognitive biases. So I would highly encourage you to check out Charlie Munger's 25 cognitive biases if you're looking to change the way you think. But like I said, I'm not going to go into all 25 cognitive biases today. You can look those up. But I do want you to think about this one thing. It's actually not from Charlie Munger, but I thought it was a pretty good quote, and I think it's a good way to end this one today. The gentleman that gave this quote, his name is Naveen Hain, or I think it's pronounced Nahain. When I looked it up, it was J-A-I-N. So Hain or Jain. Let's say Naveen Hain. That sounds about right. And he's the CEO of Intellius. And that's a computer software company. He says the human brain works as a binary computer, and it can only analyze the exact information base zeros and ones, or black and white. Our heart is more like a chemical computer that uses fuzzy logic to analyze information that can be easily defined in zeros and ones. So at the end of the day, you have to practice, you know, obviously logical thinking, but you have to be in touch with how you feel too. You have to gain your intuition. The only way you can really do that is by practicing. You know, you have to not just necessarily take everybody's advice, not even this advice. You know, I would say that you should always look into, you know, what advice you're getting and how that person might be trying to benefit by giving you that advice, and how you may benefit by taking that advice. So it's not necessarily logically, it's not necessarily emotionally. It's a combination of the two, and that's how you make those black and white decisions. We can say your black could be your mind, and your white could be your heart. And you put those together, and you get a great decision, and that's essentially how you can navigate through the world in the best way possible. So let's go ahead and pick this up in the conclusion here, and I want to talk a little bit more about how you can make those better decisions, as well as give you a little insight as to how you can jump in and be a part of this general fitness company and keep good company with us in the future. All right, so stay tuned. Hey Hey, so here we go in the conclusion. You know, it's really important that you do actually consider that the world is black and white, or excuse me, it really is important that you consider that the world is gray. There's nothing that is black and white. Nothing is fully one thing, nor is it fully not one thing. You know, it's always a combination of quite a few things. So, you know, just like your body type might not necessarily be a mesomorph, ectomorph, or endomorph, as we talked about in previous episodes, you got to understand that not everything is exactly, you know, yes or no. Now, your actions are yes or no. You know, you either do something or you don't do something. But at the end of the day, the answer is not necessarily yes or no to should you do something. If you're looking to gain weight with lifting, you know, should you lift weights and do cardio? Yes, that is something you should do. How you should do it, a little bit gray. You know, should you lift a lot of weights? Yes. Should you lift heavy weights? Yes. Should you do a lot of cardio? Probably not if you're trying to gain weight and get more muscle on your body. So just something to consider that, you know, there are some different methods to do things, and they're not necessarily exactly as your fit pros would say. You know, everybody says that, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, just do cardio. You know, if you're trying to gain weight, just lift heavier weights and eat more higher caloric foods. It's somewhat, you know, that is a simplistic answer, but everything has its nuances. So I just want you to understand that. And I'm sure that you do understand that, but I just want to emphasize that point that not everything is exactly as it seems, and you want to have something that works specifically for you. Now, I want to help you out, and I have something that works specifically for you because it's worked for countless others over the past decade. And I run a boot camp that is called General Fitness Company Boot Camp. How original, right? Just like General Fitness Company Cast. I keep it pretty simple around here. But I started this boot camp back in May, and we started off with one class on Wednesday. We moved up from one class to two classes Wednesday and Saturday, and now we've added an additional class, which is on Friday. So our Wednesday and Friday class are the full body boot camps. We do that every Wednesday and Friday at 6 a.m., and that's at the Kenwood Heritage Trail. We meet at the Barmouth Trailhead, and that's at the corner of Levering Mill and Belmont. Yeah, we meet every morning at the corner of Belmont and Levering Mill, and that's at the Barmouth Trailhead. And we also meet every Saturday morning a little bit later at 8 o'clock for you sleepyheads out there that still want to work out but also want to sleep. And that Saturday class is a little bit different. I call it the yoga class because it's a combination of boot camp and my version of yoga, Jerry yoga. It's not necessarily like those frou-frou yoga classes where everybody's all like, and now turn your heart to the sun and greet the sun with your soul space. I don't even know what that's all about, but that's not what we do. It's pretty much a straightforward, hardcore stretching exercise routine. And I take everything from ballet to my experience as an NCAA All-American in track and field, as well as a little bit from my stretching routine as a world champion powerlifter. So we add all those elements into a stretch class. It's not necessarily like yoga. We got a couple of yoga moves, but like I said, it's not frou-frou like your typical yoga class. And we do that every Saturday. So Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, you can check me out. Check out our good company that we have at our boot camps. There are great people that have been coming pretty regularly, and I've been seeing some results with their exercise routine, and I'm really proud of what they've done so far. And I want to be proud of you too. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a free pass into the General Fitness Company Boot Camp. So I'm going to do that is I'm going to give you a phrase, a special phrase that will grant you free admission into one boot camp or yoga class. I love saying it that way. Anyways, that phrase is keep good company today. If you repeat that phrase when you come into the boot camp, you will be granted free admission into that boot camp class. That is worth $15. So you're essentially getting $15 for free. And if you want to sign up for classes after that, it's $12 a class. So pretty economical, especially for what we're going to be doing out there to help you change your life and to help you make some new friends out there in the fitness community. So the phrase again is keep good company today, and I'd definitely love to see you out there. Well, anyways, that does it for my day. It's a little bit later than I would hope. I wasn't feeling so well today. I was kind of off a little bit and had to take some time away for a little bit. But we got a lot of stuff done today. trained quite a few clients. Actually, recorded a little bit of content for some skits we got coming up on social media. We've been having some pretty good feedback from the skits we've been putting out there. So we're having fun out there with my compadres at Outside the Box Productions. I'm really excited that my company's growing because of them, and their company's growing because of what I'm doing over here. So it's a symbiotic win-win situation, and I'm really, really happy that we formed that relationship. Well, anyways, I really appreciate you listening. And as always, keep good company.